This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, welcome to another edition of America Tonight. Or what's happening on the campaign trail, because that's all anyone ever wants to talk about. What rolls out of Washington and washes across this great country. Who better to chat with than the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Hi, Bob. Hey, Bob, how are you?
I am good. How are you?
You missed my great introduction to you where I said what washes out of Washington is really, I mean, truly, it's the buzz in the backyard, whether everybody's disgusted with it or not. It's all anyone's talking about.
The line went dead, so I'm sorry about that. I like that.
So what's the latest with, I mean, every day there is something new with Donald Trump. What's the latest with Donald Trump? I mean, what is it about Trump? I mean, here's the better question. What is it about Trump that has gotten him to this position that he's in with no political background, certainly backing a lot of different kinds of candidates over the course of his business career? But how has he made this happen?
You know, Kate, I was talking about that to somebody this week. I knew the late James Traficant. He was in Congress. I
served
with him. He used to stand there and say, "Beam me up," you know. You never knew what would come out of Jim's mouth, you know, and things like that. And but you know, Trump beats him. I mean, I've never seen anybody who can survive so many things. The Pontiff, John McCain, you know, all the things that. But I think it's the fact that not just the fact that there were weak candidates on the other side, and I think very weak candidates. But also, I think people are hoping for some type of change, and they are literally willing to set some things aside that are not the regular realm. And the other thing about Trump is, I've heard this many times, people say, well, you know, Bob, yes, he says something, but he's not a politician. He's on the outside. And this is how people really do things in their daily lives and how sometimes they say things. So I don't know. It's I guess, the reality of him that grabs people.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. There's something about that with Trump. You know, absolutely something that is just a little bit contrarian, I suppose. Especially when we talk about politics. So, do you think now? And we talked about this the other night. Do you think now more of the fireworks might be at the Democratic convention in Philadelphia rather than what we thought was going to happen in Cleveland?
Oh yes, I am watching. My friends, many of my friends, come completely unglued. just on my Facebook, if you look at some of my politicos, I call them, very active, you know, Democratic friends, and some of them are just absolutely either coming unglued at Debbie Wasserman Schultz or they're becoming unglued at Bernie, you know, himself. I posted something tonight showing some reality of Nevada, and the lady said, "All that those are Trump spies causing all this." And I said, "No, this is actually going on in the Democratic side." So, I think that it's dangerous, and for the Democratic side, Kate, because something's got to give. It's getting to the point where I can see where it's not going to be easily repairable.
Yeah. I agree. Not easily repairable.
Not
absolutely. No. The other question I have is, and certainly, you know, you spent some time in the Middle East, but wow, how crazy with yet another plane missing, this time this Egypt Air disappearance, and they're talking about that it could be terrorism.
Yes, you know, this morning I was doing some stations for Ellen Ratner, and so I listened, you know, attentively way early this morning to a few panels, and there were some, you know, really people that were experts, and so I thought early on the way they were talking, the age of the plane, the way it turned to the left, went 360 degrees, et cetera, that, you know, something most likely either blew it up or blew up from the inside. There were also three Egyptian marshals on that plane. We would call them air marshals, which was considered a little bit different. Why three of them? What was, you know, the cargo of the plane or, you know, somebody on the plane? So I don't know what happened, whether it was shot or blown up from inside, but I think it surely looks like terrorism. And, you know, this is going to continue. You hear reports of ISIS has weakened, and this stuff's going to continue for a long, long time, because ISIS will, I don't know if it's ISIS or not, but if it is, you know, they'll continue to strike back.
Yeah, boy, absolutely. That is the truth. No question about that. And then we have this, and we talked about this, too, the short list for Donald Trump on who would be the Supreme Court, his Supreme Court nominee, but forget all that. And as you said, I mean, my gosh, you know, let's take one step at a time, basically. So there's no chance that Obama's going to get anyone through at this point?
No, I thought for sure in my mind, I was thinking that the White House would mount such pressure on the senators that were vulnerable. There's five senators, including my senator from Ohio, Rob Portman. And I thought they would mount enough pressure on them that they would have to go to Mitch McConnell. You know what I think has really hurt the White House? All of this, all the news with Trump and Sanders and Clinton and, you know, the airplane, things like that. I think all of this news has just kind of taken that issue and it's not focused on. So I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think there's any chance now.
Yeah, I don't think so either. Mm-hmm. All right, Bob Ney, I know it's been a long one for you. We appreciate you hanging late with us.
Thank
and we'll
you
talk
so
to you again. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you.
What a team player, the former congressman, doing stuff for Ellen in the morning and then hanging late with us. And so you heard what he had to say. I love his comparison to Jim Traficant and how he really was just sort of an oddity in a way, but people could not stop watching him when he would, you just never knew what was going to happen. And Donald Trump, same thing, we just never know what's going to happen. One thing we do know is that now they're saying the scenarios, the possibility is, in fact, that it was terrorism for that Egypt Air Flight 804. They're not, you know, they're not saying that it's definite at this point, but they're alluding to the possibility of it. So again, it's missing. They found debris in the water, but they're saying that it was said to be from the plane, and then it was said it was not from the plane. So they're trying to, I think, determine which it is at this point. And they're trying to come up with these different scenarios. I mean, the latest developments are that the pilots had been identified as Mohammed Suker and Mohammed Asim. And Suker was the captain, Asim was the first officer, and then the head flight attendant was Mervat Mohammed. Maintenance checks have been done on the plane. There were no snags. They checked the passenger manifest. So far, no hits on the terror watch list. So, you know, they're looking at this thing and shaking it all over the place and they can't find where a leak is. But the radio silence and this flight is more than troublesome, to say the least. What happened to the plane? I hope this is going to be another case of, oh, we're going to search the seas forever, and then finally something's going to wash up, and we're going to nail that and say, yeah, that definitely belongs to it. I mean, planes just don't fall out of the sky for no reason, especially at 3,700 feet. Hang with us. Justin Danhoff is next.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. 303-483-4885 or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Suffering from illness or disease?
Frequently in pain?
Overstressed?
Always tired?
The solution is to oxygenate your cells because
disease cannot survive in an oxygen-rich environment.
Introducing Vital Ion, the first mineralized edible oxygen in the world. Go to toolsforfreedom.com and get the Miracle of Oxygenation DVD free with any Vital Ion purchase. Call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802. Let Vital Ion edible oxygen be your daily fountain of youth.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. MiniCPAP.com now offers a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's called the Transcend Mini CPAP, and right now you can try it risk-free for 10 days by calling 1-800-945-9289. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 10-day at-home trial. 1-800-945-9289. That's 1-800-945-9289.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Out there, Kate Delaney hanging with you on America Tonight as we motor through another interesting week, needless to say, and also obviously with what's on the horizon we just talked about with Bob, and then of course, you know, the heading into the weekend, the mystery of the Egyptian air flight has people buzzing about because what's the answer to that? And the answer is, you know, we want to know what, you know, is this ISIS, is this, again, somehow them getting their claws into a flight and into a way to, you know, absolutely, again, just wreck a ton of lives. You know, it's that old theory of the 6 degrees of separation, meaning, so you have the victims of the flight and then who they're connected to and the people on the other side, and you know, just a sad situation all the way around. Unless, again, it's some kind of rogue pilot or some kind of error so far, they can't, they're not pinning it on that. And they've intensified that search, as I mentioned, for the debris. So far, at least the U.S. officially types who are on the scene say no explosion was detected by satellites, and you know, they can't. A former NTSB chair is saying that the Egyptian air crash could be a lesson, so they're just scrutinizing everything they possibly can, and they're not, you know, we've had these, some of these major incidents, but they're not really sure. I mean, the plane, it looks like the plane turned sharply, fell 23,000 feet, and that at least they can say, but no explosion's been detected. So, you know, really, really strange kind of deal there. All right, I like to call this segment Odds and Ends, and we're hoping to talk to my pal Justin Danoff, who's been on quite a bit and had just a huge day once again. And of course, the reason why is because of what they've been able to do as far, or what he's been able to do. I call it a good disruption, I guess, is the way to put it. And, you know, when I say that, he's the guy that's questioning these CEOs on different policies. And this is now something that the director of the Free Enterprise Project has been really going after. He was in Atlanta. He was at the Home Depot shareholder meeting. And, you know, here we go about this religious freedom was on our minds. We wanted to know from the Home Depot CEO, how is it that he could align Home Depot with Georgia Prosper's, a corporate coalition in opposing religious liberty? So Justin went after him, you know, with questioning him, and said, you know, what did he say back? You know, we don't support discrimination. We don't support discrimination. And they're hoping that, you know, this religious, certainly we know this, how much religious freedom hangs in the balance in the end. This confusing part, the Free Exercise Protection Act that Governor Nathan Deal vetoed, remember the bill, at the end of March. So there's been a wild tug of war. And if you remember, Danoff has confronted others. He confronted Tim Cook from Apple and Mark Benioff of Salesforce, who oppose religious freedom, and other corporate types who might be signing up to oppose certain social and political liberties without even realizing what the facts are. And it's, you know, fascinating to me to see where this all ends up, because he's so right, where there's seems to be this confusion over what it actually means. You know, so something's passed, and yet nobody understands really what it is. That sounds so familiar, doesn't it? We're not really sure. We're not really sure what it means, but we're just going to say we oppose it or we're for it. But we don't know really what we're telling our people. So again, it's one of those stories that, I mean, I just absolutely love. That's why we've had him on a couple of times, because of this project of saying, okay, so you're the CEO of this huge company. You're at a shareholder meeting, and you're espousing a law that you're not really well versed in as to what that means you're representing. And I love it. I love that he's calling these guys on the carpet to say, which is it, you know? All right, I want to seg into this, too. Like I said, it's odds and ends. The Fox News did a poll, and they showed that voters trust Trump on the economy, Clinton on foreign policy, and nuclear weapons. So how about that? So they trust Trump to do a better job than her, but on the economy. And Clinton is tops in other areas. However, the issue that I think most of us are the most concerned about is the economy. Jobs, futures, colleges, kids, leveraging, retirement. I mean, you know, what's happening with the economy, and how is it crippling the middle class? Where is the middle class? I would say if we were to rank the top issues, I mean, and this is a great question for all of you. You may not agree with me, and I agree with this poll. I think the economy is number one. The furiousness over banks too big to fail that we bailed out, and the lack of regulation for some of the ridiculous things banking-wise that continue to happen to us. The misrepresentation of the Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, and what it's done to small businesses and what it's done to the owners of those businesses who were actually providing, in many cases, better health care for the people who worked for them. And then now the health care coverage isn't as good, and it's in many cases costing more, and is frustrating the snot out of, I can't tell you how many business people I know who have flat out told me that their employees have had to pay more. They have no choice in the matter because it was they were forced to do. And it's not as great of coverage. They're forced to go to someone they don't even know or some other scenario. And it's really the middle class that gets smashed over the head with this. I would absolutely say the economy is beyond tops on most of America's list for some of the reasons that I just said. Lack of opportunities, you know, we could go on and on. What's happening to some of those jobs that went overseas and when they come back. And, you know, again, Trump has laid some of the groundwork for that. So it's not surprising that in a poll he would come up in that area much, much stronger. I mean, much, much stronger than Hillary Clinton. The 60 Minutes from the last weekend, they did a long piece on Morley Safer. In fact, they dedicated the whole show to Morley Safer about his career. It was kind of, I mean, it wasn't kind of, it was fascinating how he was, you know, this war correspondent and how his career took shape and how he ended even up at 60 Minutes. And now, here it is just a few days later, and it comes out that Morley Safer, who retired just a week ago after 52 years at CBS, unheard of, you'll never see that again anywhere, has died. He was 84 years old. I mean, a fixture at CBS, how strange is that? So just a week after retiring, the guy hardly ever took any kind of long breaks, you know, and it was just a few days ago where he tweeted out, "It's been a wonderful run, and I want to thank the millions of people who have been loyal to our 60 Minutes broadcast. Thank you." And then they, like I said, they had this tribute because his career, he had the longest run ever on primetime television, and now here he is, pronounced dead. And it might have been a shock, I think, to some people. All right, hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-959-9582. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times. But I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-959-9582. 1-800-959-9582.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home or business or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I just talked about him in our last segment a little bit, talking about Justin Danhof and the fact that he is the, I call him the king of confrontation, but king of confrontation in a good way, as he, you know, is not suffering these fools for their misinterpretation or their lack of trying to step around what's really not being said. And, you know, of course, we're talking about this whole religious freedom deal. And today it was all about, you know, Thursday was all about Home Depot. He is dogged. He is determined. And he was dragging himself down to Atlanta to go to the Home Depot shareholder meeting. So without further ado, he's in our virtual green room. I think we had to give him some no dose. He's the director of the Free Enterprise Project, Justin Danhof. Hey, Justin, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Kate. Thanks for having me on.
So let's hear what that was like. What was the reaction when you questioned the Home Depot CEO?
Yeah, so this was an interesting one. So for those who don't know, Home Depot is part of a group called Georgia Prospers, which is a new group. It's a business coalition, and it's kind of interesting. They are, you know, like I said, they're a new organization, business coalition in the state of Georgia, and they really made the news primarily for being the biggest lobbying organization against Georgia's attempt to pass a religious freedom restoration law in the state, which was, of course, quite successful. within a matter of days after the Georgia state legislature passing a religious freedom law, the governor there, Republican, last name Beal, Nathan Beal, he vetoed the bill. And all in the media reports, Home Depot was listed as one of the primary members of this group, Georgia Prospers. So I go down to the meeting and I explain to the CEO, look, first of all, you and Georgia Prospers are completely wrong about what Georgia's religious freedom law was about. You are completely wrong about the way that it would have treated individuals in the state of Georgia. And I don't think that this aligns with the company values that Home Depot espouses. So, in our opinion, at the Free Enterprise Project, you should probably dissociate from this group, Georgia Prospers, because it doesn't speak to who Home Depot is as a company or claims to be. And it was very interesting. The CEO sat there, blank-faced and just said, we will not be involved in discrimination. I said, okay, so you support religious freedom then. You're going to leave Georgia Prospers. They're not who you are. And he just repeated his same message. We're not involved in anything to do with discrimination. And then they cut off my microphone. And so over the silence, I just yelled, well, your answer is a joke. Because, of course.
Oh, wow.
Because,
yeah,
the religious freedom bill in Georgia had nothing to do with it, which I think that there is a couple trends when it comes to these corporations that, whether it's with the religious freedom issue in Georgia, whether it's with the ridiculous bathroom issues in North Carolina, I think there's two types of corporations these days when it comes to those who sign up to oppose our liberty. I think there are those, like Apple and their CEO, Tim Cook, or Salesforce, who's really vocal, and their CEO, Mark Benioff, who actually do oppose these liberties, and they're vocal about it, and they're the ones who they write the op-eds and they make the phone calls to other CEOs. And then I think there's CEOs and companies like Home Depot today, where I don't think their CEO had ever heard what a religious freedom law in Georgia actually does. He was just told by the activist group Georgia Prospers and their leaders what they claim laws like this do, and he signed up. He never did any research. It was obvious to me. He didn't have anyone else in his organization do research, and if they did, they certainly never got it to the CEO's attention. So Home Depot is, one of the biggest companies in Georgia, and they are aligned with this anti-religious freedom movement, and it's clear the CEO has no idea why. And I think that speaks to the fact that companies aren't getting educated on these issues by the free market and the conservative movement, but they are getting educated by on these issues by the leftists and the activists. Because if the CEO believed in what Home Depot signed up for at all, at the very least, he could regurgitate what the talking heads on MSNBC have to say about it, which, while it's dishonest and repugnant, at least they have something to say about it. When you can't defend your actions at all, other than with a stone-faced statement saying, we don't support discrimination, well, you don't know what you support then, because you're not educated on the issues. And so I think that today was interesting and depressing that we learned that there's a lot of corporations that are probably just signing up for this. But it's an opportunity. It's an opportunity that we need to do a little bit better, unfortunately, in educating CEOs, government relations folks, and the like at the corporate level about these kind of laws, because they're clearly not getting the education elsewhere. And the activists have their ear at the moment. And if they're going to bend to the will of the activists and issue education on an issue, maybe we need to step in, a little bit earlier in some cases like this.
Wow. So after this experience, which I love the description, what's next? Who's next on the agenda?
So who's next is to speak with the Salesforce CEO, Mark Benioff. Like I said, we've talked privately with a few other corporations, and it's come to our attention that, when you see 130 companies line up against Georgia's religious freedom bill, or 290 companies oppose North Carolina's HB2 law, we're learning more and more that it's actually other activist CEOs such as Tim Cook at Apple and Mark Benioff at Salesforce that are convincing other corporations with, obviously, like I said, dishonest information and dishonest to sign up and oppose these laws or these policies. And so, I already talked with Tim Cook at Apple this year. We're going to talk and make a big stink with Mark Benioff at Salesforce. And we're also going to be talking with a few of the bigger players in the retail business, because it's a lot of follow the leader. So we're going to be talking with Target, who's come under a lot of fire, and rightfully so, about the whole North Carolina bathroom issue. And then Walmart, because they are the biggest retailer in the United States, and they have lined up against state-level religious freedom as well. And so I think it's important to talk to those corporate leaders who are convincing other corporations to sign up and put their own money and their investors' money up, which is not the duty of a CEO of a different company to tell another publicly traded company to risk its money by signing up for something, especially with misinformation. And, a lot of business, as I said, is follow the leader. So if we can talk to some of the top retailers at Walmart and at Target about what they're up to, we can hopefully, stem the tide with some of the other retailers who would simply follow their lead.
Yeah, wow. Fascinating stuff. We'll be watching. I'm sure we're going to talk to you again soon in the near future. Thanks for hanging late with us. We appreciate it, Justin.
Thanks, Kate. Have a great day.
All right, again, Justin Danhoff, and I love it. I love the idea, especially as he said, what the response is from the Home Depot CEO, and the fact that they're aligned with Georgia Prospers, and they have no idea that basically it's a corporate coalition that opposes religious liberty legislation, or at least they're saying that anyway. And, what do they say? Well, we don't support discrimination, and that's it. Then they just try to basically quell what's happening with Justin Danhoff, and he is a very good disruptive force, I think, for showing us, when you peel back the layers, it's never quite what it seems, and they're not necessarily used to that. Not looking for somebody to poke a hole in what they're supporting, or what they're pretending they're not supporting, or what they frankly maybe don't even know they're supporting, which could be equally just as bad. On this show, we take you to the movies, because what would the weekends be if you couldn't chillax from the nonsense and the noise around you? And every once in a while, there's a good movie to take the kids, the grandkids, or hang out with your posse. Will this be the week that one of them piques your interest? I can already tell you, we have a sequel up to bat. We also have a movie based on a popular app. There's a big hint for you. Think birds and think, not pleasant birds. That's next here on America Tonight.
About this, your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Join me, George Norrie, at Joshua Tree, California, June 3rd through the 6th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. Featuring Graham Hancock, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and Eric Von Doniken, and so many more. For information, go to contactinthedesert.com, contactinthedesert.com, or 760-365-8371.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
I like to see you right across the floor. I like to do it to your collarbone. I like to reggae, but you dance bad for me. I like to make my food.
All right, thanks for hanging with us here on the show. You know, we do that thing where we put our feet back sometimes when we go to an empty theater. I don't know if the theaters are going to be empty for some of what's coming up, but I know there was interest. It's amazing when an app, a game, is so popular that you can turn it into a movie. And, of course, we've seen this before, and it's worked. If it's popular, if it's trending, then there's a great chance that it, you know, that it could explode, let's say. So, first movie up that we're taking you to in this cheap movie review, hope you like the popcorn, is Angry Birds.
Ow!
Horrible.
Mr. Red, there seems to be a recurring issue here.
Anger.
Am I a passionate bird? Yes. But why does it matter that we're not the same?
Don't look, Bobby. The anger might be contagious.
He started it.
Hey, something's coming!
Greetings! I am a pig.
What's a pig?
Show him how we do it.
How you doing?
Is that what I think it is?
Excuse me?
Those are fragile, right? Not yours.
You are making our guests feel unwelcome.
And you're not asking basic questions. Well, this just got awkward.
Doesn't anyone see what's going on here? The whole world is in danger. And it's up to us to stop them.
Fire!
Oh, my God.
Anyone knows what these pigs are up to? It's Mighty Eagle.
It's Mighty Eagle, Lake of Wisdom!
Get out of there! Don't spit in his mouth! No, don't spit in his back!
Oh, don't swallow it.
Wow, it's him. Horrible turn of events. Horrible.
I fear this movie is going to tank. Bill Hader's in it. Jason Sudeikis. I mean, the voices. Josh Gad. Danny McBride. Maya Rudolph. Peter Dinklage, you know him from the Game of Thrones. And I actually like all those people. It's 97 minutes long. It's PG. It's based on the app, like I said. I read one review. Jesse Hasinger from the AV Club wrote, "The Angry Birds movie is infuriatingly unfunny." And he talks about the fact that they break into these ultra slow motion minutes for moments of slapstick with slowed down vocals, but they do it several times, like four times in the movie, and he says it's ridiculous. It would be like doing a pratfall over and over again, and that it's just not funny. There's only so much voice actors can do to juice up animated gags, and he says the screenplay matches the comic-heavy cast, but it just doesn't hang, that the movie dialogue's too generic, all that kind of stuff. So pretty much tanks it. I've read some other reviews. I don't know that it's going so well this time at the movies. Sometimes it doesn't work. All right, this may find an audience. The first one was funny, a little bit, it can be a little on the crude side, but there were a lot of funny moments in it. The idea that this couple just wanting to have a nice, quiet life with their new baby are all of a sudden in the neighborhood next to a frat house. It was called Neighbors. This is the second part of that. This time it's the sorority girls and it's Neighbors 2.
I feel so close to you right now.
Welcome to Phi Lambda.
Hi, what are you doing? We don't hit joints in here.
Your parties must suck.
No, we don't throw parties here. In the United States, sororities are not allowed to throw parties in their own houses. Only frats can.
This is a sexist, restrictive system.
We're going to throw our sorority. They can party the way that we want to.
What's the name of our sorority?
Kappa.
Kappa Nu. Yeah.
We are the first sorority that can party.
To our sorority, Kappa Nu.
We're never going to sell our house to the sorority living next door.
What are we going to do?
Maybe it's not that bad.
Girls are usually quiet. They don't really take hard drugs. And they're much smarter.
Ah! Oh, no. I killed a girl.
The pig is Kappa Nu!
We need somebody who can relate to stupid young people.
Hey, neighbors, let's shut this down.
for my theme song. My leather black jeans.
Good disguises, everyone.
You look like a psychopath.
It's a clown, man. People love clowns.
Stop doing that.
They're trying to dismantle our sorority.
I got an idea. We go with the airbag trap.
That's not going to work.
If it works with guys, why won't it work for girls?
Because guys are idiots.
Just a little color cops without a phone.
Give us that back!
No!
Oh.
What the?
It's called a cord, dumbass!
Get old people's phones!
Those girls are out of control. Get away from me!
They're using their sexuality as a weapon.
Someone help me!
Get out of here, you animal!
This isn't working! You're only making them sexier!
They don't understand that there's no I in sorority.
There's two, actually.
There's just one.
No, that's a Y.
No, in the middle.
That's an O.
S-O-R-O-I-T-I-T-Y.
Sorority?
That's how you spell it.
You think the titty is silent?
All right, so this time it's the girls. Might find an audience, did well the first time around. I wouldn't be surprised by that. Last one, the nice guys.
It's my husband. He's gone missing.
Missing?
I'm terribly worried. It's just Fred's never been gone this long before.
How long has he been missing?
Since the funeral.
Well, let's start right away.
You're a private investigator?
My profession is very complicated, okay? It's nuanced.
That's a lot of blood.
You beat people up and charge money?
Yeah. Sad, isn't it?
How much would you charge to beat up my friend Janet?
What?
How much you got?
$20?
That's good. This conversation is over.
The mob is trying to spread its operation to Los Angeles. Somehow, my daughter Amelia is involved.
Please, find her.
Seen this girl?
What's in it for me?
Well, we can do this the easy way.
Ow!
We're currently doing it the easy way.
Whatever happened to offering me $20?
It's the recession. This is a high-profile case.
Made the newspapers.
Where is Amelia?
What the hell's going on?
Oh, you know, there's a guy coming to kill us. That kind of crap.
Hey, can you behave like a professional?
I'm sorry.
She's in danger, man. We have to do something about it.
She's dead.
She's not dead. Ah, she's not dead.
Why do you think everyone involved with this case is dying? This is not you. You're not a murderer.
I just killed three people.
I know, but I'm saying deep down.
Look, if you come in here, you beat up on me. It's part of the job, I accept it. But what did you do? You pissed me off.
Before we go solving the crime of the century, let's do
Ryan Gosling and Russell Crowe. Enough said. That might hit the mark. Could be good streaming-wise, anyway. The Nice Guys could top the box office. In fact, my selection is The Nice Guys or...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.